You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Reinventing the future by reckoning with the past and dealing with the realities of the present. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howe says that's what we're seeing in a major change for the big auto supplier, Delphi. Daniel, what has happened to Delphi?
It's split into two companies, and the Delphi that sprung out of General Motors more than 20 years ago ceased to exist. There's a new company trading on the New York Stock Exchange called Aptiv, and there's another one called Delphi Technologies, which is the old engine management, internal combustion engine aftermarket piece of Delphi that also is trading on the New York Stock Exchange. So they've split the company into two. And it's really a bet on the future of where the industry is going towards electrification, autonomous driving, zero and or clean, very clean emissions engines.
So the industry pressures that have led to this Delphi name vanishing in the split are what? Break it down for us.
Well, I think it's a couple of things. One is you've got customers that want real specialization from their suppliers. They don't want one-stop-shop suppliers like Delphi had been, which had been a company that produced all sorts of commodities. Well, in the last decade or so, they've gotten out of the commodity business and really focused on what they call technologies that are safe, green, and connected, which I think was a real smart bet in terms of where the industry was going. And they placed that bet before it was clear this whole mobility space had emerged, which has really been a more recent phenomenon. The other thing, though, there's a downside to all of this. I mean, I think the positive thing here is you can take an old Detroit asset and make it very attractive to investors, make a lot of money for investors, and have a successful going concern. The downside is that they closed a lot of plants in the United States. They do not have a single UAW represented plant in the U.S. They've only got 3,500 employees, roughly, or 4,000 employees in the U.S. and about 150,000 worldwide. So the U.S. is a much smaller piece. Third, they're headquartered in the United Kingdom for tax purposes. One of the reasons that you see the Trump administration pushing to lower the corporate tax rate is because there have been a lot of what are called inversions, corporate inversions, whereas American corporations move their legal headquarters oftentimes to the UK or to Ireland to take advantage of lower corporate tax rates. And Delphi was one of those companies. And these two companies will continue to be headquartered in the UK, not in the United States. There is an operational headquarters in Troy. They will continue to run Aptiv out of that here locally. But this company has survived and prospered, but it is a very different company. So it's, as I say in the piece, it's brought financial rewards, but also a lot of human cost.
And the image of Detroit or Metro Detroit as the, as you put it, ancestral home of auto companies and their suppliers taking a bigger hit, isn't it?
I'm not so sure. I think that one of the things we're seeing develop here, I'm writing a piece later this week about this very issue, that perceptions of Michigan and Detroit are really starting to change. And I think one of the reasons that they are changing is because this distinction between the old line auto manufacturing and the high tech technology worlds is blurring, and that the automotive industry has become is a high tech business, and they're integrating so much technology. And also you have the big names that people know in other aspects of their lives, Google and Apple, Intel, are now playing in this space and are vying for position in this space with a General Motors, with a Ford, with a Delphi or an Aptiv. The Aptiv CEO, Kevin Clark, said to me when I talked to him a little bit about big data, and a lot of people believe that Silicon Valley is the clear favorite to emerge as the big data champion in the transportation space. He said, you know, as far as we're concerned, it's very early days for that. They do understand data. They think about it a lot, but we understand vehicle-vehicle integration and how to use a lot of that data. And these companies are now vying for talent against Silicon Valley. So people who would never consider working in the automotive space are now looking at this and saying, hey, I can do coding, I can do the real kind of high impact stuff and do it for an auto supplier, an auto company as easily as I can do it in Silicon Valley. And guess what? It's a lot cheaper to live here.
Mm. So with this Delphi split, what are the lessons in this for other suppliers?
Well, I think there's several things. One is you got to be in the right place at the right time. I talked with David Cole, who I'm sure has been on your air over the years, from the Center of Automotive Research, and he said, you know, if you're the low-cost commodity provider, you'll be okay in this business. you're not going to be a low-cost commodity provider making widgets in the United States. It's just not going to happen. So you're going to be in a foreign market.
You're going to be in Mexico.
You're going to be in Mexico. If you're supplying in the U.S. market, you're going to be in Mexico. Mm-hmm. If you're supplying the Asian market, you're probably going to be in China.
Yeah.
Or Eastern Europe for the European markets. And it's all kind of regionalized. But I think, you know, you have to be on the leading edge of technology. And one of the things that Delphi has, or Aptiv, mm-hmm. has I think, demonstrated in the last few years is they are on the leading edge of technology, and they're giving the market what it wants. And if you are on that leading edge, you can be very successful, and you can command higher multiples in the marketplace, number one, and you can vie for a lot more customers, number two. I mean, a company like Aptiv has got a very large order book that's measured in billions in terms of orders that they've got coming in and expected over the next 24, 36, 48 months. And I think that same thing applies to the auto companies. If you're on the leading edge of technology, your multiples are going to reflect that. And the best example we have of that locally is General Motors versus Ford. General Motors in the last 6 to 8 months has seen its stock really move 10, 12, 13%. Because I think they're starting to demonstrate that they are on the leading edge of technology when it comes to autonomy. And a lot of people expect that the first automaker that's going to have autonomous vehicles on the road in any kind of numbers is going to be General Motors. Hmm. Ford, on the other hand, is not there. And they are trailing behind, and it is reflected in how the market and investors see their stock and whether they want to own them, because they don't feel that yet that they're on the leading edge. And if they are and they're hiding it or they don't want to talk about it yet, there's nothing the investor can do about that until they have some real knowledge and understand that that's happening. So I think that's the real lesson of a company like Delphi, is it's positioned itself on the leading edge. And their CEO said to me this week, you know, we have to stay there. This is all a technology game. And if we don't stay there, then all bets are off.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.